Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Dabs. Happy Doug Day. And I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. And my guests today need no introduction. But then you'd be like, okay, now I got to try to guess who these people are. So let's give them an introduction. They are Alex Hooper, Lisa Traeger, and Dustin Ibarra.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Let's talk to everybody individually, but not necessarily alphabetically, starting with Lisa Traeger's here. Hey, Lisa.
I was hoping to go first, so I'm already ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sense that you might need to go first. I don't know why that is. I do think it's, you know, Traeger's an unfortunate last name, considering how competitive you are, because on this show, I tend to just start things alphabetically just to, as a random way of starting. And so you're like, T is an unfortunate spot in the alphabet.
I never saw it that way.
Most of the times you're on the show, you don't get to go first, including today, but you do get to go first in the intro part. And that's apparently a winning thing for you.
Yeah.
It's already got you pumped up to win overall today. I'd say you're one of the most competitive guests we have on the show on a regular.
Yeah, but it makes it endearing because I don't ever win. So it's like, if I was winning, I would be a big asshole. But here I'm just kind of delusional, kind of passionate, but never truly win.
I swear that I forgot about the not winning part. Like, that's how that's how competitive you are, is it feels like, well, she has to have won a bunch of times that competitive. Like, if you're losing every time, why would you give up at some point?
But I do love movies. I do really love movies, and one day I'll be able to show that in a first place prize.
There's just a randomness to what happens here, especially like I have too many guests that aren't competitive and don't really care about or pay attention to movie trivia. So, you know, it's got to be more of a guessing game. So, you know, because if there's somebody that's just completely out of the running for the entire episode, you know, there's no fun in that, really. You know, unless it's somebody we don't like, then that could be glorious. But when does that happen? Oh, every once in a while on this show when like a guest will get drunk or something and you go, ooh, wow. Nobody gets drunk on these Zoom calls. Our next guest joining us today is a first timer, Give it up, everybody. I don't know why I said that. There's no live audience. It's Alex Hooper. Hey, Alex.
Hello. I can hear them giving it up, even though they're not actually there.
I love that. That's the kind of professional you are. Of course, people know you from AGT. So America's Got Talent. I guess I should say that. But, you know, I see and say AGT all the time on Twitter. But so you understand pressure from having done that show. The pressure must be tremendous. So you're not worried about going up against Lisa today, are you?
Well, this is more important than anything I've ever done in my career. So I am sitting here with a legal pad ready to go, taking notes. I'm here to win.
A legal pad. It's true. I do drop hints during the first part of the show about what's going to come later in the show. And it's pretty subtle. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. You know, I'll just like slip it into the conversation. Thanks for being here. And good luck. If you win, you don't really win much. Here's what you win. You get to promote your stuff first. You get to be the first podcast mentioned at the end of the show. And then you also are invited back on the next episode or as soon as we can agree on a date.
That's plenty of prize for me.
That's terrific. And also joining us today, and also very, very competitive. I mean, when I think of this guy, the word competitive is the first thing I think of. Most people call him Champ, but I call him by his actual name. It's Dustin Ibarra. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I'm excited.
I'm, you know, I've won this before.
You've done it. Take that, Lisa. Where are you right now? If you can say, can you disclose your location?
Yes, I am in Arizona right now at CB Live, the comedy club out there. But I'm in a hotel. Okay. I'm just there this weekend.
Right. All right.
Yeah, man. Sweaty. Pretty hot. It's very pretty sweaty hot, time.
Right? It's hot. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, dude. Yes, I don't know how people live.
I don't know how they do it. I did a gig there once and they had just outside the club, outside the bar area, in the out of doors, they have a bocce ball. And I just sat inside and had a cocktail and watched people play bocce ball in 110 degrees.
That's the thing to do out here, man. I think they still have that.
I think they do. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'd play it in any other temperature, but it was too hot that day.
Dude, it's too much, bro. Yeah, it's like these sets, and it's like I'm on stage, and I'll be all sweaty, man. And it's like I can tell the audience, like, this guy is like really sweaty. So it's then you got to acknowledge it, like, hey, what's up with sweat? And like do a bit about it. And shit.
Yeah. No, it's because I'm really nervous about catching on fire. That's why I'm sweating. I hope you make it through and
thank you.
Return to slightly more comfortable California, where it's still too hot a lot of the time. Before we get to the games today, I'd like to take a stroll through Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each one of my guests, and Lisa will go first with you again, because I know you love being first. I ask each one of my guests to recommend one movie, just one. So it's got to be like something that when people watch, they're going to go, thank you for that recommendation, which I know is a heavy burden to bear. You shouldn't be responsible for, you know, what you like shouldn't necessarily be what anybody else likes. So it's tricky, but what do you think, Lisa? Have you seen something recently? It could be an older movie or a current one.
Yeah, thank you. So last weekend I did a rewatch of a classic favorite of mine called Dick. And it's Kirsten Dunst and Michelle Williams. And it's like a revisionist history of the Watergate scandal where these two teen girls are at the center of it and they like infiltrate the White House in a really innocent way, but cause chaos.
Yeah. It's too bad that all the president's men isn't just called Dick, but because that really does get to the heart of it, you know, like it's just a bunch of dicks in Washington.
But so many funny actors, and they're both so good, and the wardrobe is fun, and I just like love it so much, and I think it's underrated.
You know, Dunst just tied the knot with Jesse Plemons.
I saw that. That was in my Twitter trending. And unless there's a wedding dress, I think it's fucked up to announce that. Unless I can see the wedding dress and photos, why are you telling me? Like,
right.
So to me, I was pissed when I hit the link, but I'm happy for them. And yeah. I'm obsessed with both of them.
We're married. Here's a photo of us on the set of that movie we did.
Yeah, I need a dress. I need the kids in flower girl outfits. Like, I want to know the menu. Like, give me something. Like, I just, was there a famous person singing who married them? Like, I just need something.
Yeah, just being married is not really enough. And another one that I like is when anybody says now that they eloped, it's like, you're adults, you can go get married without asking anybody.
Yeah, what are you, like 15? Come on, what is this, right?
We eloped in Las Vegas. No, you were in Las Vegas and you decided to get married. Shut up.
Yeah. You wouldn't run away from an abusive
elope
household.
Elopement, you're on the run, man. Elopement is exciting. Elopement is so, like, you're not doing anything. You're not fucking the system.
Elopement used to mean something.
Yeah, you didn't elope. Really, you don't care about your family.
Yeah.
No, it's to stick it to them. You're like, hey, I'm going to elope. You guys aren't going to come to this thing.
Yeah, well, you two famous adults have been married a couple of times. I don't think it's elopement anymore. All right, so Lisa's going with Dick. I'm sorry that I said that sentence. But you know what I mean. The motion picture. I mean, the classics that Dave Foley just happens to be in, it's pretty amazing. Okay, so Alex, you understand the assignment. I just need you to recommend one movie.
I think I can handle this one.
A lot of people come into it with, well, but I've got two.
No, I'm not playing that game. I'm choosing Adaptation.
Okay, that's interesting to me for a couple of reasons, but why are you suggesting that movie today?
I love a movie that intelligently comments on itself as it goes. It's very self-aware, but at the same time, not overbearingly so. And I think it's one of Nicolas Cage's better performances. Like, he actually chooses to try in this one, and I appreciate that from him.
I mean, there's definitely a lot more subtlety to it than usual. And also it's impressive how well he acts, you know, against himself. You know, he can do scenes with himself, and he's quite good in distinguishing between the twin brothers.
Yeah, I just think overall it's such an interesting film, and Charlie Kaufman is an incredible writer, but this one he really just takes a lot of chances, and there's so many surprises and turns in it. I love the film.
I'm thinking of Ending Things is a movie that he did most recently, and did you see that?
I have not seen that one.
Oh boy. Well, as a person who just gave a full-throated recommendation for one of his movies, I implore you to watch it, but also wish you luck.
Okay. That's exactly what my mom said to me on my wedding day. So this will be.
Yeah, there you go. It makes people, the movie makes people angry, because whether you understand it or don't understand it, I mean, first of all, I don't think a movie should be understood or not understood. I don't think that should be part of it. Like, I think, you know, a movie should just be, just should make sense, you know, or just be weird and not make sense, but to as a viewer have to decide, you know, I don't know. But I guess, you know, everybody, obviously it's a subjective medium. So let's go to Dustin. I'm going to shut up now.
What up, man?
Just a movie. Recommend a movie.
Oh my god, dude, Tombstone, baby.
Have you said this before on the show?
I don't think so. I'm in Arizona, so I thought it made sense, you know?
Well, yeah, that, okay. So Tombstone, because you're in Arizona, and Annotation, because Alex is writing a book.
Mm-hmm. and Tombstone is probably on right now.
Yeah.
On TNT.
Speaking of dicks, there's a lot of dicks in that movie. There's a lot of dudes with, it's like they had to have somebody on set whose job it was to make sure that each person's facial hair was different from another. They all had facial hair, but no two had a similar style. It was the most stylish facial hair motion picture probably of all time.
I got this, dude. There was some good facial hair in that, man. Powers Booth, Val Kilmer, dude. Luke Perry? Was Luke Perry? No. Who was the other dude from 90? Jason Priestley. He was in it, right?
Priestley. Yeah, it's got a million dudes in it, and they all wander in with a mustache and a gun, and then they end up dead.
I always felt sad in that scene. Remember the actor? And they're like, he shot him, and he was just before, you know, and it was like, ah, oh, man, that sucks, yeah. Poor bastard. He was just in a tough town, bro, you know?
Yeah, tough town. Cool didn't have a tough enough mustache.
No, I think he had peach fuzz. It's like he was going to die in the first 2 minutes, man.
That's what brought down Doc Holliday, is his mustache was fancy, but it was barely there, you know? It was just like a wisp of curly hair.
Yeah.
But then
that's the only time like tuberculosis made someone cooler, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like a person like pale and sickly was super hot. And
right. Like, look at this bad motherfucker, dude.
Yeah. He could still spin a teacup on his finger like a mother.
I love that scene.
Yeah, it's got so much good stuff in it. If, you know, with a couple judicious edits, I think it could be a perfect movie.
Oh yeah, what would you take out? You think
all of Kurt Russell and Dana Barenga?
Oh man,
I mean, I guess in a movie full of macho violence, you just need to see two people, you know, having a picnic for a few minutes.
Oh, that I forgot about that. That's right. Okay. Yeah. I think I blocked that.
Oh, you know what? Actually, that's it. Their whole relationship doesn't need to be cut. Just the picnic.
The picnic was lame. Yeah.
And I'm not also trying to make any kind of statement about women should be cut out of movies, because I feel that absolute opposite. If you really want to make a perfect Tombstone, you remake that one with the ladies.
it's called Wombstone.
But you keep you keep the mustaches though.
I'd watch it.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not try to change things too much. Okay, so we got Dick, Adaptation, and Tombstone. Three one-word titles. And Adaptation's also interesting because of the kind of the wackier version of Adaptation came out this year with the unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, kind of the same. A movie that's very aware of itself. But I found it to be very fun, and also... It's to be expected, because Nicolas Cage has had so many he's in so many weird movies these days that people just sort of get fatigued about thinking about him, but he's just so good that, and Pedro Pascal's super funny in it too.
I love Con Air, and I love it so much.
Yeah.
It truly is in my top five, and it makes me so happy. So star-studded. So much action.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I'm going to have a Con Air-themed wedding. I've just decided.
Because it is so, like, full of so many great actors, you know, acting greatly, and like so many snappy lines of dialogue and crazy situations. And, but it's still also like
so grounded.
The level of commitment and groundedness to how ridiculous everything is.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's really good.
It celebrates the genre without being like by being ridiculous somehow. Like it doesn't seem outlandish what's going on in the film, even though it is.
It's like, oh yeah, there's a criminal jail airline, and we're like, yeah, of course, that's what they're up to.
And at one point we'll chase this airplane with a motorcycle. It is amazing.
Yeah. I don't want to brag, but I do know somebody that married the little girl in that movie. Isn't that wild?
Oh, Casey.
What?
Casey, did he give her a bunny instead of an engagement ring?
Yeah, like I was looking at this person and I was like, wait, what? And the little girl's grown up and married.
But she does not act anymore?
I think, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's auditioning. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I mean, I would think there'd be a million directors that would put the little girl from Con Air in their movie if she was still at it. I would hope that's the case. But either way, who plays the
wife, Monica?
Potter. Oh, Monica Potter. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Monica Potter and Nicolas Cage, that's they were an extremely photogenic couple in that movie. They were always bathed in like this glorious light from either a marquee or something. All right, well, we found our winner. Con Air is better than every movie.
Have you seen the Monica Potter vehicle, Head Over Heels?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yes. Yep. Underrated hit, like really funny movie.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not called like Model Murder Apartment or something. Because like, I think they tried to make it seem like it's more of a typical rom-com between Freddie and Monica. And, you know, they were both like really well known, but not for carrying anything. So I just feel like it just, the initial exposure wasn't what it needed to get going. But yeah,
they should have marketed the caper element.
It should have totally been like, it's like Rear Window, but if instead of one guy in a wheelchair, the witness was a bunch of models.
And one regular girl and a bunch of models.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Monica Potter's such a regular girl. That's the other thing that's annoying about that movie. Because they act like she's like a cow or something. And, you're not a model. And she looks like Julia Roberts' sister. Yeah. She's a movie star. Anyway, thanks for those recommendations. We got to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and it's time to play a game that's very topical, and I hope you enjoy it. It's called Where Are You At with Taika Waititi.
Oh.
It's a game I thought of because I find it very strange that everybody's suddenly turning on him, and it can't possibly just be because they don't like the new Thor movie. because it just opened and people are ready to go, ready to be mad at it. It felt like to me. So I asked some questions on Twitter and I wrote down the percentages of the responses. Well, I should say that this is done with love. I'm not trying to make fun of Taika Waititi. I enjoy him and his work very much, and I haven't seen the new Thor yet, so I can't be angry about it, at least not at this time. And Thor Ragnarok is, you know, it's great if you ask me. All right. So, Alex, you get to go first. Then okay. Lisa, then Dustin. I'll tell you or ask you a question. I'll give you all four answers that I wrote on Twitter. And then you guess which one you think would be number one. And we'll go through. I've got three of them. And each of you will get a chance to go first. And on this first one, Alex gets first dibs. Here's the question. Where are you at with Taika Waititi? And the options were, I don't know. He seems cool and eccentric for sure. Mad genius, bro. Which one of those do you think got the most votes?
I'm going to say that B got the most votes, that he is pretty cool.
He seems cool.
He seems cool. He does seem cool.
He seems cool.
Who else
cool.
makes Hitler fun? You got to make Hitler fun.
Yeah, he seems cool. Okay. So that's what Alex is going with. Lisa, what do you think from the remaining three choices?
Alex definitely used the one I was leaning towards, that he's cool. So what is it? He's okay, eccentric.
I don't know. eccentric for sure, or mad genius, bro.
I'll go with the eccentric one.
Okay. And that leaves I don't know or mad genius, bro. For you, Dustin.
I'll go with mad genius, bro, just because I don't think people hate the dude, you know? And I don't know. Is he eccentric?
No, but he did a triple kiss with two with Rita Ora and Tessa Thompson. And so that's exciting.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do these days. That's just normal.
Yeah, but we got the photos. They were on. That's eccentric. There's a show about gay pirates. There's a vampire thing, you know?
I like eccentric, like dressing like a pirate or something, or like a guy who always wears like a Flava Flav. He's pretty eccentric, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but is it eccentric when you always have a clock? I mean, the guy was never late.
It did help okay. him more than hurt him, I would say, yeah.
Well, I got to congratulate the three of you for, you know, starting off the first round, really nailing it, because nobody picked the one that got the least amount of votes. And that was, I don't know, only got 12%. But then eccentric for sure didn't get much more, got 16%.
Mm.
So Lisa starts off with 16 points, but still plenty of room for improvement. And then, Mad Genius Bro got 34%. So Dustin, you got 34 points, and with 38 points, because 38% said he seems cool, Alex Hooper's in the lead.
Oh my gosh. I gotta say, I think it would have been Mad Genius had they not put the bro at the end of it. Like, that took it down for me by adding that bro. I just thought, we're taking it to a place I don't like anymore.
That's yeah. fired.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I didn't want to just say mad genius. I wanted to be like, oh, some idiot thinks he's a mad genius. but I think people that did vote for it were just clinging to the mad genius part, you know, like, which, you know, I think isn't, I think he's eccentric and cool and a genius. So
he's just not a mad, he's like a regular genius. He's not angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Lisa gets to start this next one.
Great.
And I just straight up, you know, went, let's talk about the art. Let's talk about the work. I wrote favorite Taika Waititi film. And then here's the four options I gave. And, well, you'll see. Rise of the Wilder People, Nazi Boy, Thor, Rock and Rag, or Eagle versus Shark. So only one of those is the actual title of the film. I don't know how that affects people's voting to be fucking around with the titles, but people voted anyway because people are, you know, mostly probably bots are voting on these things. So which one do you think they went with?
I would have gone with Nazi Boy, but I think as a group, Thor Ragnarok seemed like a big hit.
Okay. What do you think, Dustin?
I'm thinking Rise of the Wilder People. I like when movies rise, you know? I like when there's a rise. Rise. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
The movie's really called Hunt for the Wilder People. Hunt of the whatever title it is, it's a bad title for a really good movie.
Yeah, I remember the Wilder People was in it. I think.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the word Wilder People.
I mean, Dustin, did you play a Wilder person? Say that these days.
I think I saw you in that audition room on Vermosa. I think.
you know, you also. It's just so weird. It's just Wilder is weird. Like it's just when you look at it, you think it's Wilder People. So I just don't like it as a title, but I love it as a film. All right, Alex, that leaves you with the real movie Eagle versus Shark or Nazi Boy.
Nazi Boy. I mean, I'm a fan of Nazi Boy. I'm waiting for the Super Nazi Man to come out, but in its adolescence. But, you know, I do think Nazi Boy is the film I'm going to go with here.
Okay. Which, you know, I like Jojo Rabbit a lot, but, you know, Nazi Boy would have been a more honest title. Okay. So again, you're all doing terrifically because Eagle versus Shark got the fewest votes. It's one of his early films, with Jermaine Clement stars in it. It's a nice movie. 11% is all that got. And then Rise of the Wilder People got 23%. So that's still a good number for you, Dustin. And then Nazi Boy got 28%. Ugh. And Lisa took this round with Thor Rock and Rag got 38% of the vote. This is turning into a real squeaker.
Mm.
Dustin, you go first. Dustin, you're first.
All right.
This could make or break you.
Oh, God. Why the pressure, Doug?
More chance to make you than to break you. I didn't say it. Okay. What would you like to see Taika do next is the question I posed. And of course, I don't know what I expect him to do next or what people expect him to do next. So I just made up some shit. I guess I could have looked and seen what he's thinking about doing. Because isn't he thinking about doing a Star Wars or something?
Probably.
He did.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, he was in Mandalorian, right? Or he directed some of it.
Yeah.
I know he's doing some Roald Dahl movies.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I heard he's hosting a water slide themed game show.
Well, awesome. I wish I had put that as one of the options here, because this is what I suggested for what would you like to see Taika do next. So that's the key, as I said, would you like to see? So of these four things, Dustin, which one do you think they're most into? To see Taika do Shakespeare with dogs, or a balloon adventure, remake Memento forwards,
or retire, which is a, you know,
I mean, you know, it's going
to
be,
which is a mean thing to say, but you know, the internet can be cruel.
They can be. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Memento one. Cause people are just going to vote for that. You know,
people are just going to do that. You think?
Yeah. Cause people, it's like, that's an interesting people, Memento forward, you know,
people that were confused by Memento finally get their due.
Yeah, exactly. You know, all after all these years, you know,
Okay.
Everyone thought they were such a badass, huh? Everyone thought they were so smart.
No, that's what I don't. I don't like the genre of movies where like the people who really love it act like it's because they're smarter than other people.
Dude, right? It's like, come on. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it. It's backwards, guys. Okay.
That's one of my favorite Christopher Nolan movies, The Dark Knight, because there's not any ambiguity into anything that's going on. It's just like the Joker is scary and Heath Ledger's amazing and thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that leave? Then we go to Alex.
Okay. I'm going with what I will be calling Shakespeare in the Bark.
Oh, I love it.
So yeah, Shakespeare with dogs, obviously brilliant choice. There's so many directions you can go. I mean, you have a choice of what, 38 different plays. I mean, there are just options galore here. So I'm excited about that.
You like the dogs doing Shakespeare or what? Yeah. I don't even know for sure. Like what, in what way the dogs would be involved? Like, cause maybe the dogs could just be, you could do Shakespeare performances where the audience is just dogs.
That would be brilliant too. I think right? Any way you spin this, you add animals to Shakespeare and you just make something boring better.
That's true. I mean, animals do make everything better, I think, for sure. Okay, so that's what Alex is going with, is good old Shakespeare with dogs. So that leaves for Lisa, that leaves.
Yeah, what am I left with? What trash am I left with?
You've got a balloon adventure or retire.
I'm gonna say retire.
You are?
Yeah, I think in terms, yeah, yes, I do. People are mean, like we've mentioned earlier, and I think they would think, yeah, I believe in myself, and I think it's retire. JK, I think it's the dogs. I would want to see the dogs. I would want to see a Taika Waititi dog adventure in the park.
I'm already writing The Taming of the Shih Tzu, so just give me like another couple hours, and I'll have it ready to go.
Yeah, I'm not that good at puns or that quick, but I wish, I love that. Keep them coming.
Shakespeare and Pug? Huh?
There you go.
All right. all right. Thank you for the puns during that time. I was able to tally the scores. Here's the bad news first. Lisa Retire came in at a mere 14%.
All right.
So, but your loss is Taika's gain, in my opinion, because only 14% of the people think that that's what he should do next. That's pretty decent numbers, I think. But then here's the strangest part. Shakespeare with Dogs got 26%. And then the most random ass, a balloon adventure, the most vague, stupid, a balloon adventure got 27%. And then of course Dustin was right, you can't say no to a remake of Memento forwards. That got 33% of the vote. And then it was a close one, but when I add it all up by a mere couple, two points, Alex is our winner of this game.
Oh, congratulations. My God, through a glass against the wall. I am walking around my apartment, high-fiving all three pugs that are here. This is a great day.
but it's a little early in the show to be celebrating that much, because all you win for winning this first game is you get to go first in the second game.
Bring it on again.
All right. All right. We'll get another glass ready just in case. And reset back to one. And we'll play our second and final game today right after this break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and let me check in with the players. Lisa, how are you feeling?
I'm excited for the next round.
Yeah, the next game. It's going to be a completely different game. You're like, okay, enough with Taika Waititi already. Let's move on to some more general movie knowledge. Why be so specific? Well, okay. Instead of just things about Taika, let's open this up to all movies ever made. Could be an answer. Well, not all movies. There's plenty of movies that can't be an answer in this game, and I think you'll figure out why. I think anything could. Anyway, Alex, our first timer, gets to go first in a game that I call So-and-So and the Something-Something. There are movies with a title that take that structure. A person's name, so-and-so, like Indiana Jones, and something-something, Indiana Jones and the fill it in, Temple of Doom, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, or Father-Son Banter Town.
My favorite one.
I couldn't think of it. I couldn't think
Raiders
of it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think that was...
No, the third one was called Indiana Jones and the Hot Nazi Lady.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, what was it? It was the secret of the mystery of... I can't believe nobody knows this. That's hilarious. Okay, so...
Crystal Skulls?
Crystal Skull was the fourth one.
Oh.
The second one was Temple of Doom. So the third one was, why can't we think of it?
The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Don't look it up. What's that?
Isn't Raiders third?
Raiders was first.
Oh.
Because then there's the second, third, and fourth one that start with Indiana Jones. But this isn't an Indiana Jones game. And also it's one of those things that it'll creep into my head in a minute if I just walk away. You got to walk away sometimes. Then suddenly you're like, oh yeah, this is what it's called. I'm just stuck on the word secret for some reason. Okay, so because a lot of lame second movies or third movies have the word secret in the title.
Secret of Youth.
The Rise of the Secret. That would be my favorite movie.
Return of the Secret. There was a secret before? Okay. So another good example is Alexander and the Terrible, Billy Bad, No Good Day or whatever that was called. So here we go. I'll say my version of a title that has that style. So it'll be a character from a movie plus something about that movie or that character, or something they do or someone they're with. And then again, each of you gets a shot at it. And Alex won that game, so he gets to go first. So it'll be Alex, then Lisa, then Dustin. And whenever somebody gets one, the next one starts with the next person in line. And first person to get two of these right wins the game today. But the first few of them should be very difficult. But that's just my speculation that people don't remember the names of characters from some movies. And then it should get very easy, which again is the same deal where I could be wrong in thinking something's obvious when it isn't. I can't wait to find out. Alex?
Yeah.
What movie do you think could be called Jonathan E. and the Championship Team?
Jonathan E. and the Championship Team. Miracle?
Excellent guess, because that there is a team in Miracle, and I believe they are a championship team. That's a fair assessment, but I don't believe Jonathan E. is involved.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm going to guess Teen Wolf.
Oh, I think that kid in Teen Wolf has like a full last name. I don't think he's just an initial.
All right. So I'm wrong.
What if I said that and you were right, but you're right. You're wrong. All right. Dustin.
I don't know here, man. I mean, I can't think of anything with a team. When you say Jonathan E, I'm like, is that Johnny? Like, is there some wordplay there? But
maybe.
What's that one with Sandra Bullock? And she adopts the kid.
I'm gonna go with that.
We're not helping you.
I know what you're talking about. We're not supposed to tell you.
The blocker, hindsight or something, or side.
No,
something side, like it's on the side,
yeah,
side spot,
yeah,
blind yeah. side, blind spot.
There he is.
I like to keep it going with wrong answers after the right one.
It's blind spot.
Blind side.
I remember there was something, yeah. And there were no blind people in the movie, which is kind of weird.
It's a very confusing title. It kind of sounds religious. The movie kind of is, but he's like, he like tackles people well from the side. Like he's a big dude. So they put him on the blind side of people. So they get surprised when he crushes them.
Uh-huh.
But it's also the gentle tale of foster parents or whatever.
Yeah, there's always some kind of theme under there you got to watch out for.
It's about revelations.
Sandy Bullock won the Oscar for that one. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
This movie that we're talking about now, though, is a futuristic sci-fi action joint. So that's why the dude's name is just Jonathan E. And the game that they're playing, the team is a champion in a game in the future called Rollerball.
Yeah,
freaking Rollerball.
I would never.
That is a deep cut. I mean, that's a great movie, but deep cut for sure.
Never heard
yeah.
of it.
This is the 1975 one. Then there of course, was a remake probably in the 90s, I want to say.
Isn't James Caan in the original?
Yeah,
that is correct.
Oh my God, is that the fucking theme?
Oh, whoops. Did I just ruin something?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think you ruined anything. Sometimes there's a theme in these games, and so that's what Lisa's jumping on. But, that's why I didn't declare it beforehand, is there isn't necessarily a theme today.
But there could be.
There might could be. they're right good. Lisa, here's the next one.
Ready.
Walter Hobbs and the Holiday Surprise.
Walter Hobbs and the Holiday Surprise. I'll just say I don't want to take for Walter Hobbs and the Christmas Surprise. Santa Claus?
No.
I was thinking of another one and I was like, that's too obvious. It's too obvious. And then I fucking said Santa Claus. And
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Dustin?
Is, you know, I'm just going to Christmas with the Cranks.
I'm not going to point out why Walter, a movie about Walter Hobbs, wouldn't be called Christmas with the Cranks.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he invited the Cranks over.
The Cranks' neighbor, Walter Hobbs, comes over and is like, hey, you bunch of cranks.
Yeah, let's do some crank. Like, whoa, this movie got crazy.
Is Crank a real last name, or did they just make it up for a dumb movie? I think it was.
I don't know.
I think that movie was a book, too.
It's Jason Statham's real last name. His name is Jason Crank.
And oh, my God. That would be crazy if that's how they got the idea for the Crank movies. His name is Jason, and his middle name is Transporter, and his last name is Crank. Did everybody get a guess? Yes, everybody.
No, I didn't. I didn't go, and I think I know the answer based on Lisa giving me a theme. I think it's Elf.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up.
It is
Elf. That is correct.
I'm like an old lady that watches you lose a slot machine for an hour, and then I just swoop right in there as soon as you leave.
Yeah. That's sneaky behavior, but it paid off. You have won. Dustin, you're going to go next, I guess.
Okay.
Chester and Jesse and the Vehicular Mystery.
Jesse and Chester.
Yeah, two people, Chester and Jesse. I guess the order doesn't matter.
Is it Dude, Where's My Car?
That is correct, you weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was just thinking about that movie the other day, man. That's so crazy. That's weird.
Really crazy. Is that one of those, I mean, do you think of it often? Is that one of those ones that like hit you at the right, you were at the right age when it came out?
It'll pop in because that's one of those movies that was like, even though you don't remember it being like crazy, it wouldn't fly today. Like there were scenes like I remember they like went to like get food at a Chinese restaurant. And it was a very like stereotypical like voice or something. Yeah. Remember? And it was something that would definitely like, oh, you could never do that, man. Like,
yeah, that might be part of the reason why I don't think too many people. Maybe, like I said, it probably hit you at a certain time that made it more memorable, but it doesn't seem like a recent classic that basically, yeah. You know, like, you don't see it on cable.
No. I
mean, maybe.
Harriet for Ashton and Sean William.
Sean William Scott's been very funny in other things, I think. And they had that one really funny, like the trailer had that scene where they're talking about their tattoos on their backs.
Dude.
Yeah. And that made it look like it's going to be a laugh riot all the way through. And, you know, I was certainly disappointed. All right. So.
Is it back to me?
I hope so. Cause I've totally fucked up the order here. So I hope.
No, I think it's on me.
No, because see,
that's what I'm talking about. Everybody, we go. So the first round, Alex went first because he won the last.
Oh, got
game.
It.
Then the second round, Dustin went. Wait, who went first in the second round?
It was, I did.
Yeah, you did. And then the third round, Dustin went first. So I do think it is Alex's turn to go first.
All right.
Axel Fried, the first name Axel, A-X-E-L, Fried, F-R-E-E-D. Axel Fried and the Gambling Problem.
Is it the cooler?
That is incorrect.
Darn.
I wish there was more of that on like Jeopardy.
Darn. Shucks.
Darn it, Mayim. Okay. So Lisa's next.
Yeah, it's me. Will you say it again?
Yeah. Axel Fried and the Gambling Problem.
Was he in this? I don't know. Leaving Las Vegas.
No, that's not correct, but another decent guess. Dustin?
Is it the Gambler?
That is correct.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, remember when I said it was going to get easier? It got so easy. I just put the name of the movie in the clue.
That was Mark Wahlberg, right? Like,
and it's, well, it was remade with Mark Wahlberg, but initially it was made with James Caan. And in case anybody figured out there was had James Caan movies on my mind, I wanted to throw him off with the Dude, Where's My Car? Because he's not in that one. I mean, he might as well be. It's I don't remember it that well.
Yeah, he could have been.
He did totally show up.
I thought he was, seriously.
He showed up in a lot of things. Like, he was very, like, when I was just looking through his biography when he died, it's pretty impressive, like, how many things. And, like, he's not in any one genre a lot. You know, he's always kind of a tough guy he had quite a lot of work. And then, of course, the classic ending his tweets with end of tweet.
Then the Hadron Collider got him.
Well, anyway, congratulations, Dustin. You did it.
Yay. You won. You are obsessed with James Caan, and it's
hell crazy. Yeah. It's a good day, man.
No, she's absolutely right. The James Caan trivia is really not—it's not for everybody.
Acquired.
Fortunately, he's not going to die again, so I probably won't feature him so much in future games. Dustin, you get to do your promotion first. What do you got to plug?
I'm going to be doing a show with you July 18th in Torrance.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, doing that birthday show. So check out my Instagram for that.
July 18th in Torrance, California.
Mm-hmm. Torrance, California, man. That'll be fun.
Jason Ellis is going to be there.
Jason Ellis, Pablo Francisco.
Pablo is amazing.
Yeah. It'll be fun, man.
What a night. And it's your actual birthday?
July 19th. So yeah, it'll happen at midnight.
Okay. I'm not going to be there, but I wish you well before I go. Yeah. I'm hanging out in a beach community past midnight.
I was raised Jehovah's Witness, so I never celebrated birthdays as a kid. So I go hard now.
Well, I mean, you put together a great show. I'm proud to be a part of it, and I look forward to it. And can you join us next Sunday at the Dynasty Typewriter for a live audience taping of Douglas movies at 4:20 in the afternoon?
Let's do it, man.
You're in?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Everybody, go get your tickets, because Dustin Ibarra will be on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Branum, Paget Brewster, Sam Levine. It's going to be fun.
Oh, Sam Levine. I haven't seen him in a bit. That'll be fun.
Yeah. He likes trivia a little bit.
He's good. He's really good. Yeah.
He's all right. But you know who else is good?
Someone who rarely loses. Today was a special event for her.
It also goes by too fast. Why can't we have one more game?
I know you always want more. I should just do a 90-minute episode when you're going to be a guest. And, you know, just run it by the other guests. But I have to go I'm doing a show today. I haven't brought it up because, you know, nobody listening to this because it doesn't come out till midnight tonight. It's, you know, they won't be able to make it to my afternoon show today. But that's where I'm going as soon as we wrap this up. What have you got to plug, Lisa?
So I'm at Glitter Cheese on the internet. I have a podcast called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast, and Enemies. I'll be in San Diego, August 12th and 13th at the Mic Drop. And I'm in Montreal, July 19th to July 30th, 31st, something like that. My flight's on the 1st. So lots of chances to see me there.
Awesome. I'm sorry that I won't be there to smoke a joint with you outside.
Oh, bummer. I do love smoking weed with you at a comedy festival. That is true.
That's like what
I did. Today, I have a hard thing. I've been procrastinating so much, and today's the day. It's like I have to do chores or work, and it's like both are terrible, and I don't know which one to do to avoid the other. So that's what I'll be doing today.
Mm. All right. Good luck with that. And
thank you. Thanks for having me.
And always a pleasure. And first timer, Alex Hooper killed it today. You were a great.
She really did.
You guys. Yeah. Wow. That's why I'm here. Just a little bit of validation and love. You know, I don't need to win. I'm just going to go take a hot bath and cool off.
Yeah. Take a hot loser bath. And and come back some other time, and we'll pit you against people that know less about James Caan, and like that's how Dustin figured it out. It was his James Caan knowledge.
Oh yeah, I knew.
You were like the gambler with Mark Wahlberg. Alex, did you do all your plugs?
No, just I have a bunch of tour dates coming up, coopercomedy.com, and I post funny videos every day on social media. It's at Cooper Hair Puff. Just follow me on there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Next Sunday, like I said, Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. DougLovesMovies.com for tickets to that show, or to come see me in, got two great shows lined up in San Diego during Comic-Con at American Comedy Company. And who knows what else coming up in the future, because I'm really enjoying gigs that are close to home, because I like driving to gigs. And so I'll probably be posting some more California and closer states. There's a few places I could drive to pretty comfortably. I'm looking at you, Vegas. As always, I close every episode with a, you know, last line of a movie. And so I picked a James Caan movie for this episode. And we'll see if you think it sounds like something James Caan would say at the end of a movie in the 70s. As always, get out of here.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
We did it.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Another disappointing run, but
it's all so random. I like was so, you know, I just didn't know who or when someone would pick up on the, you know, that movie about a gambler is just called The Gambler. Lisa, let me do one more, like, you know, the next one. Cause I, you know,
I write everything down, you know, and then, you know, like I don't try to lean into the strengths of any of the guests or my imagine what I imagine their strengths to be, because I don't even know with a lot of people. But what do you think of this one? Paul Sheldon and the Horrible Hobbling.
I don't even know what that means.
What hobbling is? You're like a lucky person if you don't even know what that word means. And you're right. It might not even be a word. It might just be a word because of this one movie. But does anybody else know what it is?
Misery.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of course it's Misery. God.
Yeah. So that to me, that was the one that was going to be last. Like, you know, if nobody was getting enough points to win, I was like, well, here's a really easy one. And it's still like, well, what are you talking about?
yeah, I wouldn't have got that. No way.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I only know and say the word hobbling or hobble because of that happening to James Caan in that movie.
That was James Caan? Mm-hmm. I thought it was Richard Dreyfuss. Wait.
No, Richard Dreyfuss was in a movie called Jaws.
Oh man, that's crazy. This whole dude, the Hadron Collider, everything's all messed up right now, bro.
I sat on a plane next to Kathy Bates once.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you chat at all, or did you keep it?
No, cool? I just watched her like a hawk, but I left her alone. Like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
she I did the same chatty thing. Kathy.
I don't know why we're all funnier now that we stopped recording.
I know that was
every time. Every time.
But anyway, thank you everybody. I appreciate it, and it'll be up posted late tonight.
Awesome! Oh, thank you, Doug.
Awesome.